When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This video is brought to you by Astapro.
We are looking forward to this, and without further ado, you got anything else you want to add?
No, I just want to know that I am able to hit play, and I'm a capable person, but I don't know. Is that this button?
That's that button, but we're going to wait 1 second to hit that.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I knew.
That's the button. Anyways, let's get going with Blast from the Past. By the way, if you guys are listening to us on Apple or Spotify, if you don't mind dropping a rating, we would appreciate it. Also, if you want to look cool, like, are you wearing one? No, you're not. But if you want to look cool, like me at least, rejectnationshop.com. Make sure you go help support the channel. Roxy, what'd you think of Blast from the Past?
I think it's so cool that, like, Sissy Spacek, Brendan Fraser, Christopher Walken, like, we're all in this sick movie that I absolutely love. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for Real Rejects, I never in my life would have watched. Like, that is the true joy of this channel, is that I continuously find movies that I love. Like, that was, to me, just the best. I was smiling ear to ear. I love the tone. It wasn't like it was, it felt like a comedy the way that Princess Bride feels like a comedy, where it's like not like you know, but it's like that is so enjoyable and endearing and sweet, with like this love through line, and I'm a lover of love, shipper of ships, yeah. Also values and family, and I just really like that.
Yeah, for sure. And this is a good point. There's so many films too that, I mean, obviously it's first time reaction on all of these, but that I'd never would ever dream to watch. And then we get to watch him here. I'm like, oh my God, I love this movie so much. And I'm with you. It started off on an interesting tone. You got obviously the Cold War, and then you got it's a little bit dark and eerie time at that point, you know, the Cuban Missile Crisis and all that. And then obviously, you know, the whole family bonding dynamic in the fallout shelter, and then him coming back up and it being the fish out of water, which I thought Brandon Fraser just did such a, I think it was just such a difficult job as an actor.
So difficult.
Like, really selling that you've been stuck in this fallout shelter for 30, 35 years or whatever it is, and just, like, seeing everything for the first time and having that joy on your face, like, being in an elevator, being in a hotel, seeing the ocean, the sky. Like, but he was selling it in a way that...
And they kept being like, what's up there? And it's just our everyday life. It reminds you as a person, like, look up.
And I love seeing everyone's reaction, like... the sky, it's because we take these things for granted because we see them all the time. So, but I thought it was a good message to, like, actually enjoy and live in the moment as well, like, to enjoy these things, because we only have a limited time here on this earth. So I appreciated that. But again, I loved Brendan Fraser's performance. And I think the heart of the film, it was the family dynamic. I love that. The chemistry, you know, you really felt the history dynamic. Obviously, we had to do the what's the word I'm looking for? Where we do a time exchange from 35 years from the beginning.
Jump forward?
Yeah, jump forward. Thank you. The time lapse and all that.
Yeah.
But I think the chemistry between Brandon Fraser and Alicia Silverstone was...
Even name her at the beginning.
You were saving it. She was fantastic. Yeah, she was great in this film. But their chemistry was so good. I like, too, like we see at the very beginning, like he was about to get... fleeced by that card shop owner or whatever. And I like seeing right away, she's got a conscience. She's a good human being. And she's like, no, that is worth so much more. And she didn't even care that it was going to cost her job. I mean, it wasn't the greatest job in the world, but that's not the point. It was just to show us she's a good human being. She's got good morals and she's got a conscience. And I liked seeing that right away in her. But again, it was the reactions from her, and even Dave Foley, who I liked in this film as well. I liked seeing the reactions to seeing him, like, just display things for the first time. Like, why is he behaving like this? Like, that was the fun part in this film, too. And actually seeing the relationship develop, which I thought was done in a very fun, genuine, endearing, and organic way.
I think that sometimes when I watch Brendan Fraser in the past, it makes me so sad that there were so many years that we didn't get him just because of the experiences he had and how he stepped away for a while. Because I just think he is like unbelievably talented. He had this innocence about him, but was still so engaging and endearing and not annoying ever.
For sure.
Just this bright sunshine, you know, somebody you aspire to be like. And I even love little things with them explaining like what a gentleman or a lady is, you know. It's non-judgmental. It's about people who make other people feel comfortable. What a beautiful way of looking at that. Or like why you have table manners, which I've always thought are complete BS, but he says to show somebody else that you, it's about them, you know, it's not about you being hoity-toity. I just loved, I think his parents were really beautiful people, and all the books he read and the shows he watched and being down there and not being distracted by the horrors of the world. He just was, he had such beautiful things to share.
Yeah, no, for sure. And it's interesting too, like how he might have been raised had they not gone down in that follower, the type of human being he might have been. So again, it sucks that he had to been raised down there, but I think he ended up turning out to be a better human being for it.
Of course.
And also too, I like the fact that obviously they ended up together, so like now she's gonna help balance him out because he is such a fish out of water. Yeah. Now that they ended up together, so I think that was just so adorable and sweet as well. But
completely,
yeah,
I liked that. I felt, and I know some people are gonna get mad at me and that's fine, but I felt like a lot of this was an allegory for religion. Obviously we know that they think that they're the God, the Father, the Mother,
right.
But the Son and the Mother. But what I thought was so cool is that, like, the to me, the message of, and obviously you and I are Jews, so different than Christian, but like to me, the message of Jesus is love, is the fact that he's friends with sex workers and poor people, and his whole message is love everyone.
Yeah,
you know,
judge.
Fill the world with love. And the fact that when they come up, they think that they are these religious figures, and the point is love everyone. And I love that Brendan Fraser's character is like, when he goes and Alicia Silverstone's like, slut, whatever, and it's like he's just like, he sees people and he just, his first instinct is just to love everyone, no matter what their class, like as he's skateboarding around the homeless people or whatever. And I feel like he not, of course he's not Jesus, but like, I think that's what it's supposed to be. If they are the idols, the people that you are coming from the ground and you're thinking that they are the sign sent for you, then what a great sign. Somebody who just loves everyone. And he hears that this guy's gay and he's like, word. Like,
yeah.
No, love that's a great everyone.
Point. Yeah, that's a great point. And also, too, you could see when he was like rollerblading by the homeless guys, like you could see that sad look of that he had for those guys.
But
and,
not judgment, just sad.
And also, too, like when he was when he came over to Alicia Silverstone's place after he'd been with the woman who was speaking French to him, too, he's like, you know, I gentlemanly left. I forgot what the line was. But was like,
he said, I politely left because I somewhere I would rather be.
Yeah, exactly. But no, that's a great way of looking at it. But yeah, overall, great, great film. I love the chemistry between the two of them.
So strong.
So strong. I think, again, that was the strong point for me. But again, the whole concept, I just think it was just a brilliant concept in general. We're going to have this family. We're going to have this plane drop down on this house. They're going to go down into a fallout shelter
during the,
shelter.
Cold,
during
War,
the
yeah.
Cold War. This is the time to set it. They're going to be down there for 30, 35 years. And then he's literally going to come out, be a fish out of water, not know anything, like just be amazed by everything. I just think it's just such a cool concept, an interesting concept rather. But yeah, I really,
the pacing was really well done too, because at first I'm feeling like, have we been down here for a long time? Like it's a little slow getting into it, but I really liked spending time with these characters and seeing what their life was like in this bunker. You know, I'm like taken aback by this movie because I feel like an old geezer sometimes, but you ever watch a movie like this and you're like, why don't they make movies like this anymore?
Right. Right.
Where it's just like the beauty of it all and the messaging of it, like, just find beauty in the little things. Love everyone. Treat people with kindness no matter where they come from. Like, you know, I just think that there was so, even with Alicia Silverstone's character, as you pointed out earlier, where she The first thing she does is like, I'm not going to let him get ripped off.
Yeah,
so you know immediately, like, this is a girl who, even though she says, like, I only like butts and hair and whatever, like, she has a code. And she's not going to let people get messed with.
Yeah, for sure. No, they were kind of fate. They were meant for each other. Destined. Is what I'm trying to destiny. They were meant for each other. And also, too, I thought there was really good character development between the two of them as well. I thought they were pretty well fleshed out as the film went along. You know, again, I wouldn't say, I mean, we've talked about this already. Like, she was, you know, she had that moral code, as you said. I just felt like I just feel like throughout the film, he did a good job of just helping her find herself even more so. And, you know, I'm not going to call her, obviously she's not a rotten human being, as we know, we saw what she did, but helped her find, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
The best version of herself.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. And I just like,
she's already good, but everybody can work on self-improvement.
Yeah, but I think you said too, during the reaction, like, she's very much into toxic behaviors. We saw with Nathan Fillion's character. Mm-hmm. So, it was good to see, like,
that was wild that he was in this.
Yeah, no, this was quite a cast too. It was nice to see, like, that she actually met a good human being. Obviously, again, when she found out, when she heard the story that he said, it's totally plausible that she would think, like, this man is psychotic and what a crazy story. So totally understandable to call a doctor on that. I mean, any of us heard that story, we would most likely do the same thing. So, I mean, that was, I didn't feel that was a betrayal to him. She cared enough about him to, hey, I just want to see you get help, and also fear a little bit for her life too. Like, he wants to take me underground or whatever he ended up saying. So I could understand her apprehension to the situation for sure.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring us. So some fun facts about me. I've been seeing an ENT the past couple of months. Got a CT scan done for my allergies, and right now I'm trying to find time to get deviated septum surgery. So, like many of you, I am someone who's tried pretty much every nasal spray you can think of because I have difficulty breathing through my nose, which leads to day-to-day and sleeping problems on a consistent basis. So before agreeing to this, I wanted to try them out myself because this is a serious thing I deal with. They provided me with free samples. This is my second bottle. This is without a doubt the best nasal spray I have ever used. That's not some talking point. That's my very own personal testimony. Genuinely, for me, it's fantastic and lives up to how it's advertised. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter solution available. It gets to work in just 30 minutes while other sprays take hours to kick in. It's also the only one out there that's steroid-free for 24-hour relief. Astapro has seriously changed the game for me, offering full prescription strength relief from nasal congestion, runny nose, and sneezing. The difference this makes is phenomenal. It's kind of insane how this relief through my breathing and nostrils just kicks in and I'm back in action really fast. So if you're like me, battling with nasal allergies and looking for relief, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go. It's faster with Astapro, bro. I saw that commercial. Astapro, it's faster, bro. That's Astepro allergy.com. Remember, use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Thank you again, Astapro, sincerely.
Completely. I also love that when they figure out they have all this money, like, the messaging of, like, they still wanted to keep it simple. He wanted to build his parents that home because it meant something. He could have taken millions of dollars and built this huge concrete glass sky, whatever, but he wanted to give them safety and security, and that's what money could buy him, instead of, like, you know, that's so cool. That was another one of the lessons of this.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And we saw throughout the whole film, like, money really didn't mean anything to him. I mean, he was trying to pass around cards to her that were worth thousands and thousands of dollars, just like, because he's just a good person at heart. So
it only means something to us because we've made it mean more to us and hold higher value.
Yeah, for sure. What do you think? Should we read some fun facts?
I got you. Let's see. I almost grabbed your phone.
I was going to say, go ahead. Go for it.
Let's see. Okay. We have about 16% worth of fun facts.
Okay.
What was it? Blast from the Past.
Blast from the Past.
I can't believe I've never even heard of this movie.
I've heard of it.
I know. You told me that, but I have not. Okay. Well, I am curious also, Hugh Wilson. So you said that...
He directed Police Academy. Mm-hmm. He directed Dudley Do-Right the same year. So he directed the same year as this movie.
Mm-hmm.
He directed Brandon Fraser, Frasier in Dudley Do-Right.
So. Oh, he did 22 episodes of Frank's Place. That's interesting.
Huh.
Wow. Okay, yeah, a lot that he wrote for too. Interesting.
Have you ever seen Police Academy or no?
I don't know. I never know until I look something up.
Yeah.
You could ask me in a year if I've seen this and I won't know, and then I'll have to look at it and see.
Well, you guys let us know in the comments if you want Roxy and anyone else on the team to do Police Academy.
I don't know. Maybe I've seen it though.
Yeah. If she hasn't.
Okay. There was this movie somebody asked me the other day about after whatever it was, Will Smith.
After Earth.
And I was like, I've never heard of that. Never seen it. And then I looked at it and I was like, oh, I saw that.
I have not seen it, but I've heard.
It was not great. Okay, you know, what do we got? Adam's coat that was made by his mother was made from the same fabric that his parents' bedspread is made of. Oh, I didn't catch that.
Oh, I did not catch that at all. That interesting is so fact. Great. That's cool.
Oh, this is wild. In 2015, a Mickey Mantle rookie card sold for, you want to guess, at an auction?
I'm going to go $75,000.
$525,000.
Jesus. Oh, my God. I knew those cards were worth insane amounts. I would never have guessed that. Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay.
You know what before you read the next one, you know what I'm still so upset about? Someone stole them when I was a kid, all my Pokemon cards, and those are worth so much now.
Yeah, my brother just sold all of mine, and I was like, but those are mine. He's like, but I sold them. And I was like, those are mine.
I think that's messed up. You deserve most
you.
Of that.
I am super with you. Dave Foley has admitted that his performance as Troy was a direct copy of his Riley character from the Steps segment in his series, The Kids in the Hall. Did you ever hear? No?
Never. The only thing I've ever seen Dave Foley in was I Am Pat, I think, or Pat. And what's the movie with Kurt Russell and Kelly Preston, the hero movie? I'm like blanking right now. It's one of my favorite movies ever. I will think of it, or you guys will let me know in the comment section. Sorry, continue.
All the valuable baseball cards in Adam's collection are actually inexpensive modern reprints from the 1980s and 90s.
That makes sense. Because if I was on set, I'm like...
While living in the bunker, Calvin unsuccessfully attempts to explain the game of baseball to a young Adam. When Adam leaves the bunker, he gets to witness a game, upon which he states, now I get it. You have to actually see it to understand. The game he is watching is, in fact, softball, not baseball.
I was actually going to say that while we were filming, or while we were doing the reaction. I was going to say this. I mean, it's technically baseball and softball. I mean, they're very similar, but I was going to say while we were reacting, this is softball, not baseball. But I'm glad you got to mention it in the facts.
There's not that many facts on this. I mean, no, that's kind of wild. For his work clothes, Adam wears a one-piece zipper front coverall. This was popular among home woodworking and auto hobbyists in the early 60s. It's all kind of just like little tidbits like that. Mm. Yeah, it's kind of what we got. It seems like there's not that much on this movie.
I also saw, too, the choreographer was Adam Shankman. He did the, what's that movie called with John Travolta and what's her name? God, I'm blanking today on names. And Christopher Walken was in, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Olivia Newton-John?
No. You're thinking Grease.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, we'll look it up afterwards. You guys know which movie it was. I think it was 2007 it came out. Adam Shankman directed it. But from the choreography, I could see why. I can't think of the movie, though, right now. It's 2007 with Christopher Walken Yeah. Anyways, like I said,
in 2007, directed by Adam Shankman, that isn't Hairspray.
It's Hairspray. Thank you. That's,
you were talking about Hairspray.
I was talking about Hairspray. Yes, it said he was the director of that movie. Was the choreographer for this film? It said.
I see.
So yeah, and then you got Christopher Walken in that. Anyways, like I said, I love this movie. The chemistry between the two leads, fantastic. The idea in general. Fish out of water, coming into modern times, living in a fallout shelter. I just think it's a wonderful concept.
Yeah.
Executed to perfection. Brandon Fraser, perfect for this film. I thought he nailed everything. Just the wonder in his face and his eyes. Everyone else from all the actors that they got for reactions to his wonder and excitement, to all the extras. Everyone just did a solid job in this film. I loved all the dynamics, all the relationship, the history, the family dynamic as well. Just everything solid across the board for me. I'd probably give this one, go like an 8.2 out of 10. What about you?
I don't know.
Don't know. Okay. Well,
yeah,
I don't know.
I thought it was great.
I don't know out of 10, great out of 10. That works for me. I like it.
I don't know.
That's
I hate when right after I watch something and then people hold me to it. And then later on, I'm like, I love that. And they're like, you only gave it a da da da. But like,
yeah. No, that's a fair point.
I think 8.2 is a perfectly fair score.
Okay.
That's great.
That's a fair point. But
just looking up when in his career this was and all the things he did around this, it's just crazy how talented he is. Really, truly.
Are we talking about Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
Anyways, let us know, what did you think of this film, Blast from the Past? Are there other films like this that you would like Roxy, myself, anyone else on the team to react to? Other Brendan Fraser, Alicia Silverstone films? We'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments section. Just please be kind and gentle. Roxy, always. Yes, Roxy and I read all the comments.
We really do.
Yes. We had a great time. This was a lot of fun. Great film. And we shall see you guys on the next one. Later.